Okay, Porkchop, when he was editing this audio earlier, was just laughing to death. I saw this online. It was a dad, and it looks like one of his daughters was recording him searching his iPad for their younger brother, his son, what his browsing history was. So listen to him describing it.
So what are you looking at, Dad?
I'm checking out Finley's iPad search history.
So this is my 8-year-old brother.
Lucid Dream, W2S diss track lyrics.
How did
Extension die? How did Michael Jackson die? How did Elvis die? David Bowie, arson, Club Ubisoft, Fortnite, Shadical Face. Oh, barbecue sauce on.
What?
Barbecue sauce on.
So I'm sitting there with barbecue sauce on my.
How old was the kid?
Eight years old, and it was barbecue sauce on boobs is what he was looking for, but they said it a different way. Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
I think part of this being so good is their accent. I love that.
That is, yeah, I mean, British people, for the most part, they make things sound funnier or proper. I don't know if they're necessarily funnier, but... Oh my God, I look back to when I was a kid. I'm so glad my parents didn't know how to check my browser history.
My parents did. My dad's an IT worker, so I had browser history. I was using proxy sites to get around, do stuff I wanted to do.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Wait, did he know that you were doing that?
No, because I knew, because I had an IT dad. I was kind of smart when it came to computers and stuff.
So what would you do to get around? Like, would you just do, like, incognito mode? How does that work?
I was using proxies.
Proxy sites.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
What
I'm
is it?
I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff.
I had to use a proxy site in high school because we, they, like, didn't even allow Facebook or MySpace.
Yeah.
So I used a proxy site to get to MySpace.
That's why I was using it, because I wasn't allowed to have a MySpace. So.
So you did have a MySpace.
Of course I did. I had a MySpace. I had an Xanga. I had a Facebook page. I made, like, 8 of them. Every single time they find one, I'd make another one.
What else did you?
Oh my gosh, I did so many things. I was
the
worst kid.
I want
to
know the juiciest secret thing you did.
I was sneaking out every single weekend, riding around with boys, going to frat parties in college, at the local college when I was like 15. I mean, they had no idea what I was doing. I was way crazier in high school than I am now.
Oh my
gosh,
I wonder, because we are kind of from the same area. I used to go to that same college to visit my sister when I was in high school. I wonder if we were ever at the same frat party.
Probably were.
Wow.
Wild.
Wow. Small world.
I was every parent's worst nightmare. I was coming in at 6 a.m. My parents would ask me, how was my sleepover last night? I was like, oh, it was good. I just woke up before everyone else and decided to come home. They were clueless.
And they fell for that?
Yeah.
Oh
clueless.
My gosh. All right. Wow. Well, thank God, like I said, because who knows what kind of barbecue sauce search history my parents would have found. It would have been interesting. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.